In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Well, Mason's mother called over to him, "Mason, why are you sitting over there all alone?" And Mason responded to his mom and said, "Mother, nobody wants to play with me. They all fight with me. Then why don't you go over and see Lucas, your friend? No, Lucas always wants his way. You could play with William," his mother said. "No, we had a fight this morning, and the teacher sent me to the office because I hit him on the side of the head." His mother said, "Then how about Jack?" "I don't like Jack anymore. He always wants to fight with me." Mason's mother said, "Mason, everyone has problems with you. Maybe it's you. Maybe. So you're picking on me now too," Mason said to his mom. "Everybody picks on me." Do any of you ever have feelings like that? Like Mason has? I think it's natural for some of us to disagree with other people once in a while. But if everybody seems to disagree with you, don't you think you might be setting yourself up for trouble? A person or a nation, even a nation that is always at odds with others, certainly needs some questioning, some soul searching, maybe some therapy, or maybe even just a simple overhaul. One Sunday morning, as they drove the six blocks home from church, Katrina, a third grader, reached up to her mother from the back seat of the car and tapped her on the shoulder and said, "Mommy, there is something I don't understand about Pastor Devin's talk this morning in church." Katrina's mother said, "Well, what was that?" The third grader said, "He told everybody that God is bigger than we are, bigger than any one of us." Is that really true? Katrina's mother said, "Yes, that's true, Katrina. That's true. But Mommy, he also said that God comes to live inside of us, in our hearts and in our spirit and in our soul, when we believe in Jesus. God lives inside of us." Again, Katrina's mother assured third grade Katrina that what the pastor said was true. And the mother looked in the rear view mirror, and she saw a very puzzled look on Katrina's face. And Katrina asked, "Mommy, if God is really bigger than us and lives inside of us, wouldn't he show through us? Wouldn't he show through us?" That is what this evening's gospel, where Jesus teaches the Beatitudes, is all about. Jesus is talking about God showing through us. Just this past Sunday, just last Sunday, before he joined hundreds of people for lunch in the Vatican, Pope Leo XIV celebrated his annual Mass for the poor at Great St. Peter's in the Vatican. And there in front, the report was that there in front of hundreds upon hundreds of people in St. Peter's and thousands of people out on St. Peter's Square, thousands of migrant people and refugees and homeless people, people that have been abused, who have been abused by the system. With all those people gathered, listening, some seeing, all of them listening to Pope Leo, he said this to them: in the midst of all the hardships you experience and the suffering that you know and the struggles that you go through and the abuse that you've experienced by people having power over you, the Pope said, God does not abandon you. And then the Pope concluded saying this: God reveals himself to you in the life and the teachings of Jesus Christ. And as he spoke on the Church's World Day of the Poor to so many struggling, suffering people, he looked out at all of them. And he said this: God is on your side. God is on your side. And many of us, he said, are also on your side. The Pope was claiming that the words of the Beatitudes define exactly what it means to be a follower of Jesus Christ. Living the Beatitudes requires action on our part against unjust laws. It requires action for us to stand up for our brothers and sisters who face abuse and unjust treatment by people who have power over them. The teachings of the Beatitudes for a Christian are not an option. They are the practical expression of the life and the teachings of Jesus Christ, and a direct message from the Holy Gospel. Standing up for what is right may bring serious, sometimes angry criticism and disapproval from some people around us. But in the Beatitudes, Jesus promises that those of us who take a stand these days in his name as Christian men and women, even simply as human beings, will be blessed. Being a Christian is not a private thing. And when you live out the teachings of Jesus, like he taught in the Beatitudes, your life might look and sound different than many people's. And Jesus ends his teaching of the Beatitudes by promising that when we stand up, for what is right and just and good, we will be blessed, and our reward will be in heaven. Does that not make it worth it? Sure it does. Amen.
Amen. Amen.